Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. I'm in my garage right now. Leroy is at his little house studio working through some things. We're the guinea pigs. Everybody's out here. You know, we were like, you know, I was talking with Hakmi yesterday. Did a little Instagram live with him. He goes, how do you think it's going to go? I said, you know, I think by 2 o'clock by him, everything's going to be perfecto. You know, we're guinea pigging through stuff, but I think it's gone, all things considering, our first try, I think things have gone pretty fantastic. You know, can't thank Dan Day enough. He's filling up for Robbie. Robbie will be back. Everybody, I know we're getting a lot of texts on that. He'll be back. But Dan's doing a fantastic job. Eddie, Steph, the whole engineering crew, appreciate them getting us on the air and back to you guys. I know you missed us for the last couple of days, and I hear that the national radio was awful. But, you know, it warms our heart a little bit to know that you missed us. That's all.
I was on the national show.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were on Amy Lawrence with Leroy?
No. Of course
not. Who were you on with? Who were you on with?
Was it Zach Gelb?
I don't know. Who the hell is Zach Gelb?
He does evenings.
On CBS?
Yeah.
And what did he want to know about?
Just chopping it up. Nothing. He asked a little bit about the Dolphins. More questions for me about, you know, playing or whatever.
Did he ask you about playing for Belichick? Belichick can be a real cold bastard.
Here.
What?
Let me explain something to you. Everybody complains about structure. But when you're successful, you need structure. And maybe it's not the right structure. And I think a lot of coaches have issues with adjusting, right? Like, you have these stubborn coaches that won't adjust for anything and end up losing their jobs because they won't advance their abilities with the game.
Right.
But you need that. This is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be. You have to have it. You have to have it, because there's a bunch of guys on a football team that, and you need to have order. Now, are some guys going to love it? Sure. If you're all about winning and you're winning, you don't care about it. But it sucks when you're losing. I know when Bill's the coach for the Browns, you know, it was hard at times because we weren't winning. But as soon as we got that glimpse of winning, oh, my goodness, it was all worth it.
By the way, speaking of structure, did you see that Peyton Manning has turned down the Monday Night Football gig, Leroy?
I could tell
you.
So
it looks like we may be back to Joe Tess and Booger McFarland.
I can tell you why. And I've told you this. One of the hardest things for me to do is criticize without fully disclosing the fact that I understand what they're going through. And when you have that position, you have to criticize, right? I have a hard time criticizing athletes, although I will when it's just, you know, blatant. I'm more along the lines of, hey, we don't know what happened, right? There's a lot of moving parts. You want to jump on a guy and blame a certain guy, that might not be necessarily his deal. But I get other players that don't want to do that. I understood why Gruden was always a positive guy on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that was his thing. He loved everything.
How can you be a coach and then all of a sudden not be a coach and blast everybody when that's wasn't who you were when you were a coach? And I think that's what Peyton Manning is. The only thing I've ever heard Peyton Manning say about a player is when he talked about his idiot kicker.
Right.
And that was
but I think he's got the personality. I feel like people want Peyton Manning to just be Peyton Manning.
Some guys. Right. But he doesn't. You got to feel comfortable with it. Like, for example, I mean, when you think of slip his name, quarterback that's doing it now, that's getting $20 million.
Romo. Tony Romo.
Romo. When you think of Romo, Romo doesn't really blast anybody. But the way in which he delivers his information and how you learn about the game is so good that he can get away with it.
Right.
Everybody can't get away with it because a lot of times they ask you to be critical.
See, I saw on USA Today, and I think this is a great call by them. You know, before he got extra money from Adam Gase, the call was that they were going to go with Jay Cutler at Fox. Why not bring in Jay Cutler? I feel like Jay Cutler could criticize. I feel like he could do it and all that stuff. You going swimming, champ? Oh, that's awesome. It's all right. My wife is panicking. She's running in like that BBC wife when the guy's doing a live shot. My son is just like, he's explained to us we're all going swimming and whatnot. But he's got that going on. But no, I think Jay Cutler, bring him in. Let's go. Jay Cutler.
Give him a pack of smokes.
Yeah, give him a pack of smokes. Let him be a surly bastard and let him do his Jay Cutler thing.
You know what's funny, though? You know why he's gonna get a gig like this? He has a cult following.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. When you think of the personality of Jay Cutler, all I can remember is I have never met a football player, right, or an athlete at all that would readily admit, I don't need to be in shape to do this job.
Not necessary.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, well, you say cult. Like, I feel like that's what you want, though. I feel like you want that cult following, somebody who's going to, like, you know, I know Pat McAfee is wildly popular now, and he's been campaigning on Twitter to give him the gig. It's an outside-the-box gig. What could go wrong? You're going to get a bunch of his zealots tuning in to watch the game. I feel like you're going to get that extra thing. That's you're all waiting for.
The Dennis Miller experiment.
That's true. Well, that was bad.
Right. I mean, but look, I don't blame him for try. I don't think three people should be in the booth. I think it gets awkward. Right. I think it should only be two people. And that other person has to be entertaining, or the analyst needs to be entertaining and knowledgeable. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know how entertaining Jay Cutler could be, but I'm more than sure he's knowledgeable. I mean, I could say the same thing for Peyton Manning. All the stuff we see him in funny situations, hey, that's not him being funny. They're writing for him.
Yeah, like I don't want Jay Cutler. Like if it's Jay Cutler, I don't want buttoned up Jay Cutler. I hope that if we get him, we get the caricature. Like I want the guy who doesn't care about anything.
Like he just
like, what do you think they're going to do? Like, what do you think they're going to do here, Jay? Yeah. Like wears a t-shirt. You know, a little bit of a bacon neck on the t-shirt. And then what do you think they're going to do here? Jay goes, nah, no, whatever. Touchdown. Yeah, good
don't
for them.
Don't care.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, so if you're just tuning in this morning, the big news, of course, is Mel Kiper's mock draft 3.0. Boom, it's out, baby.
No, it's not.
That's the big news right there, huh?
The big news is Cam Newton got cut.
But we knew he was going to get cut. You know, the only thing that's big news there is you got to figure out what he's going to write with those weird font that he puts together. You know, I got to take a magnifying glass trying to figure out what the hell Cam Newton's saying. Ooh. Other than that.
Who's worse, Dennis Miller or Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, Rush Limbaugh. Not even close.
Somebody said Baker Mayfield would say he doesn't need to be in shape. Damage is done, my friend.
I feel like Baker Mayfield thinks he's in shape, and he's just like, oh.
That's the worst guy right there, right? I work out all the time. Holy smokes.
It's catching up with him quick. So Mel Kiper has Joe Burrow, 1. Washington taking Chase Young, 2. Jeff Okuda going 3 to Detroit. Isaiah Simmons going to the New York Giants. And then the Dolphins getting Tua. So that's a beautiful thing right there. Good for the Dolphins. Congratulations on getting Tua. Mel Kiper says so. Especially after that workout video where he looked fantastic. I want more. I want more Tua. I hope he's like going to do a video diary. More Tua. I want a Tua channel. Just 24/7 Tua. Let me see everything that he's got. I want Tua having a parfait in the morning. You know, Tua brushing his teeth. Tua hanging out in a hammock. You know, Tua 24/7, Leroy. Let's just get to it.
I want to see him do the Dak Prescott.
Hey, he was looking a little bit. He was some hip explosion yesterday. I thought it was it wasn't quite the Dak Prescott, but I thought it looked good.
All right.
I'm a scout.
I got you.
I'm an expert.
There is that whole. Now here's what's crazy. Left tackle makes the big money on the offensive line, right?
Yes.
If you have a left-handed quarterback, does the right tackle demand more?
Or do you just move the left tackle to right tackle?
No, you can't do that.
You can't do
that? Doesn't work that way.
I would just do it like that. I would just move the talented guy to the other side.
Think of offensive linemen like this. You're left-handed or right-handed. You're putting a different hand on the ground. Your steps are the opposite. You're asking them to switch hands. You're asking a left-handed guy to become a right-handed guy.
Well, then you would go get a budget left tackle guy, and then you go and get the best right tackle you could find. That's what you got to do.
And then if it doesn't work out, you're stuck.
Well, that's true. That could be a problem.
If you have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter.
That could be a problem. So Dana White, Leroy, he has said 99.9% locked in on his location for Khabib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson. They are supposed to fight in the middle of April. And he apparently is going to announce that this week on where the fight will be. He seems like he's got it all lined up. And I know that Khabib was on Instagram that he is traveling. It seems like he's going back to Russia. His father made it seem like Dubai is where this is going to take place. But UFC 249 will go on.
Are they going to have it in Westworld?
Maybe. I saw one Photoshop of them putting it on the moon, which I thought was not a bad idea. Put it under a bubble. He's so gung-ho. But, like, I feel like Dana White put himself – he boxed himself in. Like, he put himself – he's like, oh, no. I knew I said I wasn't going to cancel these other cards, but Khabib and Tony's going on. Coronavirus be damned. We'll go have it in Antarctica. Who cares where there's no coronavirus?
Can we think about this from the business side of it? Nobody has anything to do.
Yep.
You're more inclined to buy that pay-per-view because it's the only live sport.
Definitely.
So, while everybody's looking at him and thinking, why is he making such a big deal about making this happen? You are the only live sport in the world. Not the U.S., the world.
Yeah, and it's a hell of an event, and it's a hell of a fight to put in front of everybody. Right. The only thing I gripe with it, the only thing I'm upset with it is, you know, it as a guy who is a big UFC fan, this fight you've tried to make, you know, this is the fifth time, and you're not going to do it in front of any fans. Like, oh, that sucks. You know, like
you, man.
I know it's going to be a television audience, but it feels like those two deserve a live audience to perform in front of. They've been waiting. This is the fight of their lives, and they're going to fight in front of nobody. You know, Bob the Cut Guy.
You think they're going to fight any less?
No, I don't think they're going to fight any less, but wouldn't you, like, if you could play the Super Bowl and you knew 100 million people were going to tune in, but none of them were in the building other than your coaches and your teammates, doesn't it lose a little bit of something?
If I win, do I get the ring?
Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing. It means nothing to you?
I want the ring.
Man.
Here's the kicker. Here's the problem. You're going to lose all of the events that you love for these fights.
Yep.
No, they're not going to go on a world tour.
Yep.
Facing up on each other, talking trash to one another. Were they going to Skype each other?
They'd probably satellite in. And they've done some good ones. Like there's a famous one between Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones where they were in two separate rooms. And Daniel Cormier goes, I can't remember which one said it. One of them said to the other, he goes, I would spit on you if I was in front of you. And I think Daniel Cormier says, I would kill you if you spit on me. I would kill you. I would go over here and I would literally kill you. And they're like, they're talking, like they're literally in rooms next to each other, but because they wanted them separated. Cause remember they had that infamous brawl in the middle of the MGM that they had they had them separated by room, and it was just the two of them talking over satellite, and the camera just kept rolling. Cause the way those satellite feeds work is they get just shot to a truck and somebody's able to record on it one way or another. And so I wish we could get the order of that of who said it to who, because I would literally kill you. I think Daniel said to John, I would spit on you if I saw you right in front of my face. And John goes to Daniel, he goes, if you spit on me, I would murder you. I would kill you. I'm not even joking. I'm like, I kind of believe him. I kind of believe what John's saying to DC.
Not that those guys, man. I think DC would have something to do with that.
I mean, I don't know. Like, are there different rules? Like, we've already seen them fight twice, and John won. Like, I think if John did want to murder DC, I think he could.
I think it's also amazing that we're talking about one of the best fighters to ever fight, right? And he's a portly fella.
Yes. Very poorly. Very poorly. Represents your city.
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh, that's the only time. Wait. That's another guy we got to cuss.
Yep. We got him all to curse. Play. Oh,
no,
man.
You wear it as a badge of honor. Dan Day, you're not familiar with Tobin's work?
Not exactly.
He gets excited when he gets one of these fighters on, even the clean-cut guys, to start cussing.
Yeah. It makes people very nervous who have to man the dump button. I can't help that he's a passionate Saints fan and that he got upset about that play. That's just that it is what it is.
Man, it's weird because growing up in New Orleans, and I'm more than sure I'm older than Dan, the Saints never had a winning record until I went to college. And their first year was my first year being born, so 1968. Eesh. And so I went through, you know, the first 18 years of my life with my home team never having a winning record. And that year, my freshman year in college, they went 10-0. And that's when they had Pat Swilling and Dunbar and Sam Mills and Ricky Jackson. And they had a picture, and I had a shirt. They had a picture of the four of them, like, in front of the Superdome. I mean, across, like, a big, like, canvas across the top of the Superdome of those four. And it was awesome. And they made it to the playoffs. And it was really cool.
You can text show 67974. Texter writes, and I was scheduled to fight in Thailand tomorrow night in an empty stadium until everything was shut down. I didn't care if there was anyone there. Obviously, I prefer to fight in front of a packed stadium, but a fight is a fight. And I get what he's saying. Like, it's cool, but the only difference I would say, because I'm coming at this from a fan's perspective, is the hardest of the hardcore fans are going to go buy tickets for that fight and to not even have an opportunity to buy a fight that they are dubbing the most anticipated fight in UFC history. No fans being able to buy tickets for that fight because you want to get it in, you know, maybe a month earlier or 2 months earlier when it could be rescheduled. You could redo it.
They're giving up money. Think about this, though. To have the fight without fans, they're giving up the gate.
Yep.
Right?
They are.
The arena's giving up all of the concessions.
Right.
So to put this fight on, but I'll ask you this. You think this is going to be a big fight?
Yeah.
Would you rather not have it, or would you have it and not have anybody there?
I would rather them have the fight, but I would rather them wait till July and I wish it was all to normal. Like, that's what I.
What if you have other fights? What if they're supposed to be? Say you wait until July, right?
Right.
And then the Tyson Fury, Wilder fight happens.
In July. It's in the middle of July.
Yep. Right. Then what? How many people are you gonna lose then?
I don't know, man. Like, first of all, I don't think the third fight's gonna do as good as the second fight did because of how much of a blowout the first the second fight was. And let's not forget that the UFC, they had Canelo Alvarez, the biggest star in boxing, sitting in his locker room looking like he was watching Netflix to watch Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz fight. So I kind of feel like the UFC's got the trump card there.
You think boxing will bow down to UFC? Not for this fight.
They already did. Canelo's a bigger deal than Tyson Fury. He is. He's a bigger deal than Deontay Wilder. He's Canelo mother bleeping Alvarez. He's a $300 million contract.
All right.
I just don't know right now if boxing has anything other than Floyd. If Floyd came back, I don't think boxing has anything right now for UFC. I don't think they do.
Let's think of it this way, right? If you run a UFC, are you willing to take that risk? If your job is to make
this is what I think.
Create revenue, why would you risk it?
I think that what they're hoping for is because they think the fight is cursed. If they do delay it and then it does get injured, they're like, yeah, now see, we should have just done it. We could do it. The other thing is I think they're dying to get to Khabib versus Conor. And I think that if you put this on the shelf, you know, Conor's already talked about how he wants to return. If you put this on the shelf, then when is Conor coming back? Is he just going to wait until the end of the year when he was supposed to fight four times this year? So that could be something, right, too.
If it's your job to generate income and money and do things along those lines, then guess what? Instead of waiting until July and even risking having another event going at that time, keep in mind basketball might be back, you got football kicking up, you got a whole bunch of baseballs going on, who knows what hockey's going to be doing. Right now, with this fight, you are the only live sport in the world. There's not a bigger stage.
That's fair. I will give you that. I can't disagree with that. That you're going to get everybody's eyeballs because we're thirsting for some kind of sporting event.
Exactly.
When we come back, 15 minutes of heat. Heat Erotica has been written by Udonis Haslam. He has a Players Tribune article. It's titled The Real Miami. I can't wait to dive into it. Get the -1 ready, Dan Day, because I know this Leroy Horde is going to have himself a field day. Keep the jokes to yourself, Leroy.
I didn't say anything.
I know you're thinking it. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy coming to you live from my garage. My wife is literally opening up the refrigerator. Looks like she's pouring some milk for Tommy or something like that. I don't know what's going on there. What's going on at your mansion, Leroy? What do you got going on?
Nothing. I just went and put some drawers on.
Oh, really? Thank you for honoring us with some pants for the last hour of the show.
No, I have pants on. Stop.
What?
I'm not walking around. I got kids. Walking around.
I thought you were walking around the house sans pants.
No.
I learned that about Joe Exotic in Tiger King. Joe Exotic, he free balls. Like, he goes out there because he says the number one sell in the gift shop is the Tiger underwear. And so the gentleman, the director asked him, he goes, oh, you a big fan of wearing it? He goes, I don't wear underwear. Free balling.
So is this a show or a documentary?
It's a documentary, but it is a – well, it's a documentary, but it's seven episodes. So it's almost like a mini – it's like a mini-series documentary, if you will.
But it's true.
Oh, it's true. And it's straight crazy.
Wow. So there's people that really – what's wrong with folks?
Well, he's also got a piercing in his deal that apparently can hook up to the wall of his bedroom. Yep. That's the thing. Yep. I'm telling you. So no, Udonis Haslam, Leroy.
I can pretty
minutes.
Much guarantee you there's no black people in that movie, that show. There's
I'm trying to think. Black people and Tiger King. I'm going to say.
There's not.
Nope. No black people.
No,
non-Tiger
of course
King.
Not.
So Udonis Haslam, Leroy, he has written what I like to refer to as heat erotica, yeah. Right? He has a Players Tribune piece that has come out, and it is titled The Real Miami. Would you like to hear a little piece of this from Udonis Haslam?
Sure.
Awesome. So Udonis Haslam, he writes in the Players Tribune, you see that video going around of these silly-ass kids down in South Florida on spring break talking about, if I get corona, I get corona, bro, and all that nonsense? Man, I tell you one thing for sure. Those kids have never been hungry a day in their life. They've never had to worry about anything more serious than a pop quiz, but they're still coming down here to our state in the middle of a pandemic acting like nothing's going on. I'm not usually the kind of guy who does this sort of thing. I don't write articles. But if you F with my city, I'm going to speak on it. So I'm going to take a second here to say my piece. It's funny how these kids fly down to places like South Beach for a couple days to party, and they think that's Miami. But they've never been to the real Miami. They've never been to Liberty City. They've never seen the side of the city that's living check to check. The side of the city that's surviving meal to meal. Those people never saw the real Miami before, and it's no surprise that they aren't seeing the real Miami now. And let me tell you something, man. There's a Liberty City in every city. It's just regular people with regular struggles. And I don't know how I can get everyone to listen, but I say this from the bottom of my heart. The people growing up in the real Miami, they're as vulnerable during a crisis as anybody. And so he's going on, and he is pissed at the spring breakers, Leroy. He goes, this ain't your effing beach, bruh. This ain't your spring break. This bleep is real life. And come to think of it, it's even more than that. This is life and death. Coming hard, Leroy, at the Spring Breakers. And by the way, we took out those Spring Breakers. Oh, you got nothing? You got nothing for UD now all of a sudden? You like the message?
No. Listen. Look. I grew up in a place that made Liberty City look like Boca. Mm-hmm. So
True.
So I know where he's coming from because I get it all the time with everybody coming to Essence Festival and Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras and everybody saying how great of a time they had in New Orleans when about 5 miles due east of New Orleans, people are struggling. I get that. So I ain't gonna never complain about nothing like that. That's real talk from a real person that grew up in real Miami.
He says this
is the moment. That.
He says this is the moment we're in. It's not about you. It's not about spring break or the way you want to live your life. It's like, yeah, trust me, bro. I want to chill too. I want to work out at the gym, too. I want to be on the court again, grooming these young bucks. So hell yeah, I want my old life back. But it's not about me, and it ain't about you. This thing is about us. This virus is going to affect everybody, especially the most vulnerable. So if you got a nice, stable environment, keep your ass at home. If you got a roof over your head, keep your ass at home. If you got a crib with Netflix and a refrigerator full of food, keep your ass at home. Keep your ass at home.
Now, you know what's funny about that?
What?
Right? I said, when the show started, I was talking about, you know, people, you know, staying at home or whatever. And somebody goes, yeah, man, that's because you got millions and you don't have to worry about it. And I'm like, funny how I don't get the same feeling when UD says that.
Oh, right? You mean like people telling him, hey, you got it easy?
Right. Like, people think... You know, I tell people this all the time. Where I am is not where I've been, right? Just because I'm here now don't mean that I haven't been in some rough spots. So don't think that because you see me where I am now, man, I'm 50 years old. At some point you got to get through it.
He goes on to say, you know how many kids hit me up in the DMs every day before all this went down talking about, hey, UD, you got a job for me? I know you own some Subways. I'm just trying to get some money for my family every day. I'm no doctor, no politician, no public health expert, but I know one thing, man. We all got a responsibility to those kids. So where are my OGs at? Who's going to step up for them? I got two ideas for you. If you can afford, donate some money to support meals for the kids who really need it. Help out the people of Feeding for South Florida. Every $1 provides about 6 meals for people who really need it right now. If you can't, And believe me, I understand if you can't. If you can't, you can do something real simple. If you got a roof over your head and some food in your fridge and you don't have work to feed your family, do the easiest thing in the world. F your spring break. Just keep your ass at home. Signed, Udonis Haslam.
Somebody said maybe you de-scared that kid who said if I get it because that kid posted an apology on IG.
I saw that kid's apology. And he sounds like UD maybe got a hold of him or maybe went right into his direct messages.
Somebody, of course, from the 561. What do you know about the mean streets of Boca?
That's obviously from Mark Hockman.
You can't even say that with a straight face. So, no, I'm not. Look, although you have alerted Dan Day to.
Don't read that text, Leroy. Don't.
I'm not. Hey, you know what? I saw it. Didn't even find it that humorous.
All right.
Because that was real. I'm telling you, that's real talk. That's a whole different discussion. Now, we was talking about what UD has been doing while basketball hasn't been going on. I would be inclined to say the same things he was doing when basketball was going on. But that's a whole nother discussion.
Okay, funny guy. All right. Yeah, good for you. Minus one.
Minus one.
Go straight to hell. That maybe you can go quarantine yourself in hell. How about that?
Somebody said, like, not everybody gets it though. My uncle's almost 50 and he doesn't make 50-year-old decisions. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Like there's just people close to Social Security, but they're still making spring break decisions.
Yeah, sure. Like, I get it. I've learned another valuable lesson. How old you are doesn't determine how grown you are.
That's true. That's true. But these kids, like the whole thing everybody's going and saying, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to live my life. It's like, all right, man. But that was the thing that annoyed me the most about those spring breakers from Udonis Haslam. It's like, well, those kids are clearly, I mean, they even said they're not from here. They're vacation. They've had this all planned. It's like, right. well, great. Can you go? If you're going to have fun and you don't give a rat's ass, could you go do it in Boston, please?
It's like the people that smoke say you got to die some way.
Right. I'm like, all right, well, not from your death stick next to me. Please, sir, put that away.
Right.
If you don't mind.
I mean, I would say that whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes to get that message across, I think the message can be delivered a little bit better from UD because
minus one.
What?
We saw the path. I thought you were leading down the wrong path.
No. You ready? So take it back.
All right.
The message can be delivered a little bit better from UD about the coronavirus simply because more people think of UD as real, as a person who came up through it, as a person who is Mr. 305. So when that message comes from him, it comes from a different place. That's it.
All right. I'll allow it. You can give him this point back.
There is no person that gives UD more credit for being who he is than me. Right?
Oh God.
But that don't mean.
No, you don't. You don't get that. You keep saying this. You pile on like nobody piles on, gives the credentials and gives UD the love like I do. It's like, no, you don't. You give him your smiling face with hidden agendas. You smile at his face. You see him at the Jason Taylor event. You dap him up, take a picture, and then you're calling him Benches McGee the next day.
No, I tell him he's old to his face.
Nah.
He's old.
Not like this.
Minus one.
You're not giving him the running. You're not giving him the running list of texts. Be like, boy, UD, you should see what the texts say. Hilarious.
Man, wait, you see here. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with society. Y'all too sensitive.
All right.
Too sensitive. You're sure. Too sensitive.
All right, man.
UD has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, so did Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, but UD didn't tell me he had a great sense of humor.
We're back after this. No sleep till. Brooklyn! All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Good first day, Leroy. It felt like things went pretty smooth today. I'm happy with it.
We had to work through some kinks, but it's good to be back again. Eddie and Dan and, you know, Lynn, they all made it happen.
Much appreciated, everybody.
You can say what you want about how it transpired, but the fact that people did a lot of work to get us back on there. So
No doubt.
That's a fact. Dude,
do me a favor and watch some Tiger King today. I'm telling you. You're going to thank me later.
I'm 3/4 done with season 2 of Westworld.
All right, bro, but you're not on a 48-hour rent delay. Like, come on. You're not squeezed for time. Take a break. Watch some Tiger King.
No, I'm boxed in, dude. I gotta watch it.
Wait until you see Joe Exotic's music videos. He's a country music star as well. He tried to run for president. Leroy, he tried to run for president.
Getting all this money from?
I don't know. Apparently, this guy is loaded. He's ran quite a Tiger Ponzi scheme. There's no way he's paid taxes in his life. There's no way. I don't even know if he has a social security number. He goes under the name Joe Exotic. Who could find him?
All right.
I'm telling Leroy. All you need to know is polygamy, murder plots, tigers. You know what they do to feed the tigers, Leroy? Here's another spoiler alert. Here's another one for you. Here's how this Joe Exotic feeds his tigers. They get the expired meat from the Walmart truck. But before the tigers get the Walmart expired meat, the varmints who work for him, who get paid $100 a week to live on a zoo, they pick through the expired meat first and give the tigers the scraps. Yep. And Joe's out like, I don't know. Look, it's just as good as regular steak. He goes, what happens is you try and go pay for that steak and your debit card doesn't go through. They can't put it back. That's a good steak. I'm like, no, it's not. That's rancid. Plus, you know that once it goes to the guards, that steak they have ceased refrigerating that meat. This is not the Oregon Trail where you're throwing some salt to preserve it. It's disgusting.
Westworld is the best, most confusing show ever.
I have no idea.
Not agree more.
I have no idea what's going on. I don't know who's a robot. I don't know who's a human. I don't know who the good guys are, the bad guys are. I did figure out,
like, I thought Bernard was Arnold. Once I figured out he was a robot,
right,
which threw me off.
Spoiler alert, everybody, but you're 2 seasons behind at this point.
If you're watching it now, then you can talk about last season. This is last season Westworld.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to you get a lifetime just because everybody's binging things. You don't get a lifetime of me saying spoiler alert. Like, that's on you.
One question, okay, about Westworld. Everything was shocking and surprising, and this person was a robot, and this person was human, and this person, and blah, 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 right? And the thing that, and it's all really not believable, but the one thing that I had a problem with was when old girl was talking to the ninja subliminally. Subliminally.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What was that word?
Subliminally.
If you say so. How about
when
this?
You start, what?
So in Tiger King, there's this guy, Mario, Tabrue, I think is how you say it. He's apparently like an OG, like he's an OG drug dealer from like the Scarface days. He said that the drug habit was just to fill his animal habit because he just wanted to keep buying exotic animals.
Really?
Yep. They found a buried guy on his property. He goes, did I actually kill him? No. But, I mean, what's the difference? If it's found on your property, it's found on your property. Might as well have been that I killed him. I'm like,
jeez.
I don't It's a very positive attitude to take. I guess I would have that once I'm out of jail. It's kind of the damage is done, my friend. Point of view from him.
He had to go to jail for that.
Oh yeah. Because Leroy, I got a feeling that it wasn't just buried on his property, and I feel like he knew that too. But it doesn't matter now. He's out. He's got himself a little private zoo in Miami.
Oh yeah.
All kinds of tigers, all kinds of animals that he's got going on there. He's playing like, dude, he plays fetch with the tigers. He goes, people say that you can't get human attachments to tigers. They're wrong. And so he's out there just playing fetch with Siegfried and Roy with their little tiger thing going on there.
Huh. I mean,
I'm telling you, man, this is the greatest thing on television right now.
I'm telling you, I've been to LSU. And that's close I've been to a real tiger. And that thing is massive.
Go tiger. Yeah, kitty, kitty. Yeah, kitty,
dude,
kitty, kitty.
Dan, have you ever been there? Have you ever been up to LSU to see that tiger?
Go tiger.
Go tiger. I'm telling you, it is by far the biggest animal I've ever been that close to.
Who do you think gave
it
the...
It is massive.
Do you think that I haven't heard Nick Saban's PSA for coronavirus? Do you think it was as good as Ed Orgeron's, where he's telling to take care of the Beverly?
No, you know why? Because nobody likes Nick Saban.
Nick Saban's probably like, do I really have to do this to tell people to wash their hands? Just Nick Saban's like, feel it.
Nick Saban's like, and listen, I shouldn't have to tell you this, because your nasty asses should be washing your hands anyway. But now, because of the pandemic, why don't you step it up a bit and wash your nasty hands?
Listen, just be like me, all right? Don't like being around people. It's great. Trust me. I'm happy with it. I don't want to be around people till I'm in the afterlife in hell, because I'm the devil.
No. Are you kidding me? Man, let me explain something to you. People don't want to hear this about Nick Saban.
No, I don't, actually. Hey, you're right. I don't.
When Nick Saban was in Cleveland, the defense hated him. He yelled all the time.
Surprising.
He screamed, whatever. When he left, they all cried.
Ah, get out of here.
I promise you.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Who was your best friend on defense?
I'll have to say, remember Rob Burnett? I hung out with Rob Burnett because we got drafted at the same time. Anthony Pleasant.
You still got his number?
Yeah.
Just text him sometime today and just be like, you miss Nick Saban? And I bet you he goes, no, bastard.
No, that's not true, man.
Fake tears. You throw it on there.
What did Jason Taylor have to say about Nick Saban?
He liked him. He liked him a lot.
Right.
He liked him a lot. But nobody else did down here.
Who? You mean the people?
Not the players. I don't think the players loved him.
Man, does it have more to do with the players liking you or the people liking you?
I think it could be both.
These coaches, as long as you have the respect of your peers and the guys who play for you, do you care what the people think?
I would like you to be like Flores, be liked by both. You know, Flores seems like he's liked by the people and he's liked by the players. Or you could be like Adam Gase, who's liked by neither.
Right? That's a different story. But you think Flores cares if the people like him?
I think he knows that he's a likable guy, you know? I think he's a guy's guy.
No, that's not what I asked.
I think he's a guy's guy.
What do you think is more important? Respect of your peers and respect from your team or respect from fans?
I mean, respect of your peers is important, but I like I would much rather have the respect of the fans than I would have the respect of Mark Hochman.
I give you a perfect example, right? Tom Coughlin, right? He went from being hated to loved, now hated again.
Yeah, that's his fault though.
That's all centered around winning and losing.
No, it's surrounded upon smart and dumb.
What?
It was because he came in and he got things right and it seemed smart. But then he bought into his own bull bleep, and it led to his own demise.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Is Doug Marrone still the coach there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he must be a really good coach.
He's not.
He survived. He basically survived the apocalypse, right? I mean, wow. They must like him. He must be doing something right. Somebody just texted in. Crowder loves Saban.
Crowder loves everybody.
I'm telling you.
Not a good judgment. Not a good judgment.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even like Zion. He hates Zion.
He just says that Zion's a fat kid. That's all.
So is Charles Barkley, dude.
I think Crowder's probably on our side that Kendrick Nunn got hosed in the CSPN poll. Too much hype. Too much hype went into the Zion vote.
Was he going to win it?
Nah, I mean, but I would have rather
he did get
a little bit of respect for my guy, Nunn. A little respect for Nunnions.
So let me ask you a question. Who won Rookie of the Year last year?
Luka.
Who came in second?
Trae Young.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. You thought you were going to get me on that one, did you? Very hotly contested race.
Hey, that argument went the wrong way.
Yeah. Maybe other years you would have gotten me, but I happen to remember last year's. It was very hotly contested.
I know.
Everybody's like, oh, Trae Young. Trae Young, he's coming on like wildfire. It's like, all right, well, why couldn't he even be a spark in the start of the year where he was shooting 20% from the floor?
Somebody said they all cried because Nick Saban took their souls.
That's right. They were empty people. They were left. They were left a vacant vessel. They were human, and then it was all taken away.
Somebody said Crowder thinks Zion gonna lose his foot from diabetes. Jeez, I don't understand why. Look, and Crowder should understand this more than anybody. We played football. There was a lot of bad body people that could ball, that could run all day, and they just had a bad body, right? I mean, there's like tractor trailer. Maybe that's
just,
bad.
It seems more common in football than basketball. I don't even know how you're able to be fat.
Didn't Ben Simmons win Rookie of the Year for the third time?
Yeah, he was lining up fake rookie every year.
Right.
Whatever it took.
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right, Leroy, you have a good rest of your day.
Yep.
It's good to be back with everybody. We missed you.
Yep. Now that we got one under our belt.
Yep.
We're
going to try to talk to Ira Winderman tomorrow. I think that's going to go fine because it seems like we could hear everything good. So we'll talk to Ira tomorrow.
I wonder what he's doing. I just picture Ira sitting with a bag of chips, not shaving. Just sitting in front of his TV watching.
You think he's grown a beard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll check in with him tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of the day. Stay safe out there. And remember, the words of Udonis Haslam, keep your ass at home. All right? Stay ass at home. None of this nonsense going out there. Don't be a dummy. We love you guys. It's good to be back. And we will talk to you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Dan Day, thanks for all your work. Len,
yep,
Eddie,
thanks,
Steph,
Dan.
Appreciate all your work, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m.
I'm gonna be honest with you, just like the Tiger movie, there ain't a whole bunch of black folks in there.
More Tua, I want a Tua channel, just 24/7 Tua. Let me see everything that he's got. I want Tua having a parfait in the morning, you know, Tua brushing his teeth, Tua hanging out in a hammock, you know, Tua 24/7. Leroy, let's just get to it. Touchdown! Yeah, good for them.
Don't care.
Let's get the headlines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.